Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good evening. Good evening, viewers. Welcome. Oh, I haven't cleaned this out for a while. So it tastes like metal. It's Friday night. Let's party.
Not a man, not a man, understand. He's a daddy, son of Sam, and hey, they found the Lord of Pain. Dark words overheard, nipple twist, rug burn, demon bird, doom heard, me and Steve.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Welcome.
A little. What did you call me as I was having my fun there?
Jive Bunny.
Call me Jive Bunny.
Yeah.
Jive Bunny. Jive Bunny, Benny Bunny, Banjod. Jive Bunny. Why are there so many? Oh, that's in my clothes. Shouldn't be there. There we go. That's it. Welcome to the show. I'm feeling nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm upping my meds a little bit. It's like just coming to the end of the first week of upping my meds a little bit, and I'm feeling a bit nauseous. I think it's that, so we'll see. I got driven today to St. Albans to do have a chat for this documentary / sitcom about child abuse. I don't know, but we had a nice chat. He's a very nice guy. And I really enjoyed it. However, the drive there, you know when you feel nauseous and and someone's driving in and they don't shut up. He was a really nice guy, the driver, but I just wanted to sit there and not throw up. Yeah, and he was talking about tyres. Did you know you can get tyres? Or you need to reconnect to my Wi-Fi?
I know, someone's changed the name for Shits and Giggles.
Changed the name to Crazy Cat Man under the instructions of my 11-year-old. I'll tell you the password. It's all capitals.
Yeah.
D-D-W-Y-F-B-E-E. 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 If you come into the party, that's my password.
For now.
I don't have to change the password. Well, I do, but I can't be bothered.
I'm connected and secured, everyone. Phew.
It's a crazy cat man. So this guy was driving.
Very loud in my ears. Could you possibly pump me down?
How's that? Is that better?
So much.
So this guy was driving and he was telling me a really boring story about how they have tyres that reduce noise. I was thinking, but then I got a phone call. Are you in the cab?
Yeah.
What time did you get in the cab? 2:10. Lulu says pretty blowy here, Debbie. Pretty blowy? I can't think of anything that looks more unattractive than a blowy, but if you're making it pretty, Lulu, good for you.
Chortle.
Are you in the cab? Yeah. What time did you get in it? 2:10. So you're in it? Yeah. Okay, thanks. 3 minutes later. Hello, is that Ian? Yeah. Okay. We've got a car waiting for you outside your house. I said, well, I'm in it. She goes, no, there's a car.
So whose car are you in?
So I said to the guy, I said, are you a murderer? He went, no, my name is whatever and I'm with this car company. I said, I'm with this car company. She went, oh, no, we're a different car company. And I went, really sorry, nothing to do with me. Phone up the production company.
Yeah, that's a you problem. That's what my youngest says now. I think that sounds like a you problem.
Yeah, nothing to do with me. Got there, very nice. What's the guy's name? Mark. You know Mark from, he did a show, Darts Dave, are you in? Because we talked about you. He did a show, Lee and Dean or something. He did that. He's a nice guy. And I said to him, I've got no effing idea how you're going to pull this off. And I'm really glad it's not me that's doing it and it's you. And then I got a car back with the same guy. And we talked about Pakistan.
Okay.
Because he's from, he has family in Pakistan. And I told my story of being in Pakistan.
Did you sing?
I didn't sing to him, no, because, again, I was feeling nauseous and I was thinking, please be quiet. Then he was talking about how he managed to buy a £5,000 motorcycle primarily through tips. I'm thinking, I'm not tipping you. You are paid for by a firm. I will not be tipping you.
No, they can.
I have not got the money to tip you, sir. So that was that. So, but this morning, I had a lovely... I felt motion sick. I kind of feel motion sick now. This morning, I woke up at 8 because I was expecting a call from my GP between 9 and 12:30. I thought, I'm not missing this one.
Re-back. Re-back.
Re-meds, changing the meds.
Right.
And she phoned 9:10. I was ready. She basically just, it's a new doctor, I think, and she just wanted to know my history and how I was with the meds. Basically, am I suicidal is kind of what that was. So the meds are now upped. I said, oh, well, I've got you, doctor. Please, can I talk to you about my back? So that, I've now got a phone call booked in with the musculoskeletal thing in June. So that's starting. Although my back this week, since my last osteopath, where he needled me, it's been so much better. I would say it's a 4 at worst.
Gosh.
So that's good. But so this morning, so I was awake at 9. Didn't have to be out till 2:10, so I just sat in the garden, listening to James O'Brien, listening to some Monkeys, listening to Beatles podcast, reading, chilling. I've worked out half of what session 3 is going to be on the ADHD thing.
Good.
Ordered the food for my birthday party, £150 worth of sandwiches and little sausages from Sainsbury's. So this morning was absolutely bloody lovely. Changed the sheets on my bed, something to look forward to. So this morning was lovely. I just got this nausea. Yeah, I got my shirt. Yeah, I'm doing the Simon Cowell here, but I'm hot.
It's warm.
It's warm. So that's where I'm a little bit delicate. We're going to have a fun show tonight, though. It's not going to be a show full of self-pity. And so if you listen to the podcast, trust me, it's going to be a fun show. Catherine, talk to me about you.
What did I do today? Not very much. My little one is coming back today after a week away. And I must say, one child to look after all week is so much easier than two, especially one who is basically a recluse. I was watching very briefly a Netflix special. I watched a bit of it. I just can't concentrate. I can't settle on anything at the moment. So I flicked through a load of different things. But there was a woman on there talking about her teenage daughter and saying she's got to the age now where she does not want to be seen with us. And if we go out, she's Beyonce and we're Destiny's Child. It's like she's steaming ahead. And like, and we're there behind her. And that's the way it kind of is going at the moment at my house. But I'm cool with it. It's the natural order of things, isn't it? Yeah. As is the fact that now I have, basically this weekend, I've got to wash the Turin shroud because she has discovered fake tan. Now, I have made many fake tan mistakes. She's lucky in that she's kind of olivey anyway, whereas I...
Olivey army.
I am virtually see-through. So
you've got the forearm of a very old lady. You've aged.
It's because I've got a bruise there.
You've aged. No, I'm talking about this side. Well, look at that. Ooh, look at that.
What are you doing?
Look at that.
What are you doing?
Oh, it's all...
What are you doing?
You've got an old lady's forearm, Catherine. The rest of you is still comparatively young, but your forearm, oh my God. My mum always used to say, you can tell how old someone is by their elbows.
And whether you can tell your arse from it.
I will get you some forearm cream. Carry
I don't
on.
Need forearm yeah, cream. I'm perfectly at ease with my forearms and the rest of them. So, yeah, you cheeky get. You cheeky get.
You can leave any time you want.
I've got to say, a man with your size nipple has got no right to be body shaming anyone. Anyway, what I was going to say was, she does not need fake tan. She's like her dad. She could go and put the bins out and come back looking like she's been away to Magaluf for the week. But no, she insisted upon it. And now, I don't know what colour she is, but it does not occur in nature. And her palms... They look like David Dickinson's arse.
Okay.
I would imagine. And I often do.
What, shitty?
Just really, 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 just like, just, and really, it's really dried out her hands as well, so it's going to take ages to shift.
Good.
And I gave her rubber gloves because I said to her, I've made this mistake. Here's my tips.
They know better than
she
us.
She doesn't want to listen.
They know better than
us. She does not want to listen. So she went into school today looking an absolute sight.
Ba-diddly-doo.
Was. She's lucky she's gorgeous. Because she just about gets away with it. But those hands are ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, so yeah, that's my life.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I bought myself a birthday present. I bought an MP3 player. I bought, I think it's called a Surfans F20. I got £25 off. I made some bids on eBay. I've bought myself a present.
Don't, because that's very nearly brown noise.
Bought myself a present. Lulu, I don't think you can say that.
I think you can.
It's been cancelled. So, good evening, David Turners. David, the computer game show last night, if you're a Patreon of theirs, they did a great stream where James passes out. He has this thing where he passes out. Which is weird. Anyway, it's not my life.
Well, just generally?
Yeah. He's apparently done it while he was driving once.
Oh, shit.
But they did this great stream. It was absolutely brilliant. Well, I think they can say it, Lulu. I don't think you can. Maybe you can. I don't know. I don't care. they did this stream where they each found like a Kickstarter project, and they each presented the Kickstarter they'd found, and they were going to invest some of their Patreon money. We ain't spending any of our Patreon money.
Do you remember that time I was looking for something? It was a while ago. And you went, oh my God, you look so fucking old. Do you remember when you did that?
Well, just a minute ago.
No, well, I've just got a flashback to when you did that.
What?
Because I had my hair up and I had my glasses on.
You look like lady
I look like
from
old Grandma Aunt Clampett. Flo. Wow, okay. Well, I was thinking Granny Clampett. But yeah, it's just your... Honestly, sometimes your inner monologue is quite hurtful.
What's that got to do with what
I'm still dwelling on the forearms comment.
It's just that.
Okay, well, that bit is quite essential.
The rest of you is incredible.
Yeah, but that...
For the age. How do we work through this?
It's out there.
Remember when you made me throw away a pair of shoes?
I didn't. That was you.
You did.
That was your own weirdness.
You did.
That was your own.
You did.
That was your own weirdness.
You did.
All I said to him was,
I look good for my age at Zumpa.
I said, he was wearing some shoes that someone else had picked out for him. And I said, oh, that's it. They don't look like you.
You said those shoes look shit.
No, I never said those shoes look shit.
In essence.
No, I didn't.
Not with the
words. No, I didn't.
In essence.
I went, oh. Did you pick them? That's all I said.
No, you said more than that.
No, I didn't.
You're just relying on my poor memory.
This is like 10 years ago and he's still dwelling on that. And I didn't do any such thing. And I was staggered by the fact that he threw them away. I was just surprised by him. They were like a sort of two-tone thing. And very unlike Ian.
They were tritone. Robert says, do you remember the argument about the shirt Kath bought you were talking about? The one with too many words?
Yeah.
The one with too many words.
I mean, now it makes sense.
It's like those on Facebook... You'll get a picture of Paul McCartney holding a T-shirt that says, I'm rock and roll because I grew up listening to the Beatles at 50, Rubber Soul. And it's like complete bootleg. It's a complete bootleg T-shirt. He's not really holding it. And it's six different fonts.
It was the billboard for the fight between Andy Kaufman and that fella.
No, it wasn't.
That's what it was.
Robert says, I listened to that podcast the other day. No, it wasn't.
It was that.
Yeah, well, I didn't like it. It had too many words on it. I would say it had too many words for a poster.
Well, it needed the words on it so people knew where to go for the fight.
Less is
turns out there was also
better.
Another fight that it was publicising and it didn't even know.
Less
many years later.
Less is better. So they each picked. I'm joking, you've got beautiful forearms.
Too late, it's out there. Too late. Logged.
They each picked a Kickstarter that they then had to sell to the others. And then they voted on it and they imparted some of their Patreon money into one of the Kickstarters.
Imparted?
Is that?
No.
Does it?
No.
I think it does a bit.
I know what you mean.
And I think the one that they chose is James Farley's going to be in a movie.
Porno.
Fuck it. Oh, Catherine Boyle. Jesus.
Is it though?
Please, Dave, clip that and send that to James. That's outrageous. That's outrageous. I'm very dizzy. My head is spinning.
David Turner says I'd watch it.
I mean, we'd all watch it.
through fingers.
It would be a difficult W, but we'd all watch it. I'm not really with it today, guys.
No.
I'm so out of it. 0203. Do you know the number yet?
No.
02.
I'm waiting for it to roll along and then I'll tell you it.
Okay.
I don't remember the numbers.
What comes between 6 and 8?
I mean, on what day?
Well, she's right. 0203 286 6370. Again?
0203 286 6370.
That's tiny, that little thing at the bottom, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Bigger.
Bigger still.
That's tiny. It used to be bigger than that. Where's the there's the little
whack bit. It up.
Okay, it's 02.
Support the show
that's
at www.
Patreon.com. You got to do that, haven't you?
Oh, 0203-286-6370. That's what you call. You could win big.
It's the freaking weekend, guys.
I don't think we can refer to that man anymore.
It's Friday. It's Friday. All right. Welcome. Welcome to the show. You're welcome to it.
Yeah.
Have you been listening to that funny music on your headphones that made me dizzy last night? I have not. Richard Barnes says, good evening. Richard, you better correct that immediately or you're getting timed out. You've got 15 seconds to correct what you've just typed.
What do you think you've done there?
15 seconds. 14. 13. Timeout's coming, buddy. 12. 11. 10. Correct it. 9. 8. Don't help him. 7. Don't help him.
Deary me.
6.
Uh-oh.
5.
He's feeling the pressure.
4. 3. 2.
And?
1. Go and have a long, hard think. You can tell him, guys. Feel free to tell him.
Can't do a damn thing about it.
I'll give you an ampersand in a minute, Itzumpa.
Right up the bracket.
Right up your urethra.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the show, everybody. And you really, really are welcome to it. Yes. You're very welcome to call in. It's a phone-in show tonight. What are we going to watch? Do we have something we're going
to
watch?
Well, I know you're trying to... He's desperately trying to shoehorn in a Before the 90 Days, but we just can't do it. They wouldn't allow it. They wouldn't even let us show a trailer, would they?
They wouldn't let us do it. We are going to watch one after the show, right?
We certainly are.
We are certainly going to watch one after the show.
And they're about an hour and a half.
I thought... I know, we watched the Dad Samson. We
did have something else on the go, didn't we? There's another plate spinning somewhere, but I can't quite remember where we put it.
I saw a great... this is good. Have you seen this?
Nope.
This for some reason, does remind me of David Turner's. This is a great little clip. Kid playing baseball. Look at the wicket keeper. Is it the wicket keeper?
No.
Zoom. Bottom left. So what's the wicket keeper here? What's this? Absolute geezer. Here we go. Keep watching. Gives him the fingers. Gives him the double fingers. Love it. Look at this. Beautiful.
Apparently he's the catcher.
In the rye.
Yep.
Have that, mate. Have that. Then I saw a trailer for, I think it was the food and drink program.
Right. Was there food in it?
Yeah, was Jenny drink? Golden,
yes.
Chris Kelly, and the chef, the jolly chef, who everyone has forgotten about. Here we go. This is
our scheduled adventure
jolly
game.
Jolly chef, who everyone has forgotten about, was big. Here we go. Look at this. This is a great bit of footage.
That Newsnight special replaced our scheduled adventure game, but we will be returning to the planet of Arg for more tests of ingenuity and logic next Tuesday at 6:50. With news of this week's food and drink, here's Chris Kelly and the team.
In a packed programme, we'll be seeing whether a top restaurant chef can cook lunch for an entire NHS hospital.
And I'll be showing you the crafty way to cut up a chicken so that it makes three meals for four people.
We'll be tasting skimmed and semi-skimmed milks to see which tastes best.
And we'll also be investigating...
Can we just pause over the use of the plural of milk?
And I'll be showing you the crafty way to cut up a chicken so that it makes three meals for four...
What was his name? My mum used to like him. We had a food and drink apron. What was his name? Anyone know? Anyone remember? Dave Lee Ramsey. Dave Lee Ramsey, okay. Not Worrell Thompson.
No, not Wazzatozza.
Okay, well, let's carry on for the milks.
For people.
And we'll be tasting skimmed and semi-skimmed...
Look at a little bow tie.
Yeah.
...milks to see which tastes best.
Michael Booked. That could bring some...
And we'll also be investigating why a corned beef tin is at least 100 times more likely to investigating why a corned beef tin is at least 100 times more likely to injure you than any other tin.
I caused a kerfuffle one Sunday when Grandma was doing the buffet.
Go on.
No, I don't want any of that tinned ham, Grandma. I like that jelly stuff. It's actually delicious.
Oh,
but
no.
I don't want any of that. Why not? It's from Marx's. It's best Marx's.
Okay.
I said, I don't know how long it's been dead. Why is it in a tin?
When was this?
The olden days.
Oh, I thought you meant now. Does my voice sound funny? Does it sound funny to
you? Yeah, you talk funny. Like, sort of...
Does my voice sound funny, Catherine?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, girl.
You talk funny.
All right, girl.
Gil. Spelled G-I-W. Gil.
Gil. All right, Gil.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.